Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey everybody, happy Sunday, episode 893 of Coach Unplugged. Today we're going to talk to James. James is a friend, and then we're going to talk hoops, and we're going to talk, some of the questions that he has. He's so good. I love when I do calls with him, because he always comes with a list and he always comes with questions. Anyway, before we jump into that, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Just mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking for a roadmap, if you're looking for help, if you're looking for a community of like-minded coaches, let me help you and let us help you with that process. Come over and check it out, and let's head off to the podcast. Have a great week, everybody.
You saw on video, I'm going to have that kind of athleticism, but I do have one guy who's like 6'5", who's actually pretty athletic, but he's not playing outside. I don't think, not yet. He's going to need to be inside.
So against the zone, you'll have a 5. You probably even still want the 5 out against the zone. So I'm not sure how much he's going to play against the zone initially. But if he has to be in against the zone, you're going to run it like the dribble drive, where he's going to be opposite the ball.
What if it's not a zone? What if it's just man? How do you do – what I was saying is, how do you do dribble read and react with 4 out, 1 in? Is there a lot of what do I need to do to make it work?
Nothing. You just put him opposite the ball, and you tell him to find space opposite the ball. So it's similar to the dribble drive in the sense that he's just – and then you want him moving to keep people on. So he's working the lane areas basically the way that we've done it in the past. So if the ball is on the right side, he's going to be in the opposite low block. And then as the ball moves, sometimes he'll come up and set a ball screen. Sometimes he'll cut. Sometimes he'll screen away. Like if the ball's on the right side, he might be on the left side and then go screen somebody and they'll cut through. So there's movement. He has to move. He can't
use my imagination. I got to use my imagination. I got to use my head. Is putting him in the – I love the short corner. Is that a good spot for him to
– The short corner is like the golden nugget of coach. I love the short corner because no one's ever sure who to guard. You know what I mean? Okay. Do I go out with him? Especially in your zone, do I go out with him? Do I not go out with him? Where do I defend him? How do I defend him? So that short corner is a great spot to hang out because – you got the backboard, which is kind of you can sneak behind the backboard. You can sneak back into the middle. That short corner is like, watch NBA, man. The short corner is like gold because you can get open in the short corner. You can be released in the short corner.
Good with that. And then, I know we've talked about this, but I do need a little refresher. Oh, and that reminds me, can you send me the tape of our last talk?
I can. You're going to have to send me an email. I got to go back and dig in my cloud to find it. But yes. Just send it to me, and then I'll I don't remember how big it was, but I'll write myself a note. But if it was, you send me an email, it was on the
13th.
On the 13th?
13th. Yeah, we talked on two Sundays ago.
Okay, so then that's perfect. If it's the 13th, then it's easy to find. I just got to go back in my iTunes library. Okay, I can find that. Very easy.
I need a refresher on this. Okay, we talked about how I'm going to have better practices this year because our segments are going to be short. The amount, yes. And that's where I need you to explain, help me with this. The time spent on teaching, like just teaching the read and react or teaching something about a trap or some, or, you know, a full court trap. How much verbiage, how much time, where do I cut it off? A minute, 2 minutes where I'm actually opening my mouth?
Percentage, 5-10% teaching, then go.
Got it.
Let them go. I mean, that's the way I am now. That's not the way I was 25 years ago because it was different. I could spend 30, 40% on teaching. Now it's like I almost have to teach them as they do because that's the way this generation tends to learn better. Like if I hand a 3-year-old an iPad, they'll figure it out real fast, right? And then they'll show me how to do it. Like, so this generation, they're wired. That's just the way they're wired. So I'm a firm believer in here's our basic, like when I do the 1-3-1, here's my basic drops. And I'll spend 5 minutes the first day talking about it. But then I let them go. And then I can teach. It's much easier to teach on the fly. They seem much more motor learners than auditory learners at this point. I that's what I've noticed. It's purely, as a stats teacher, purely observational. But they learn by doing more than they learn by listening to me. I'm a talking head. I'm Charlie Brown's teacher.
I look at your, like right now I'm going through your transition videos and there's a lot of coaches there. I'm like, you do great job with you're a great master teacher. All right.
I don't know about how that. I don't feel like a master teacher, trust me.
You are a master teacher. Now, do you really only, this other thing got me too that I had questions about. Do you really only spend 10 minutes on conditioning time during practice?
That's probably spent
at the beginning of the season.
My practices are pretty intense. Okay, tired. I'm tired.
Okay. All right. For me, it's
going to
be.
It also. So here's the difference too. It also depends on how many kids. So if I'm like the last couple of years, I've played a lot more kids, like 10, 11, 12. That was deep and they were all about the same. The standard deviation for them was very small. Coming up, I'm going to be playing less kids. So when I'm playing 7 and they got to play the whole game, then it's a conscious effort. Like if I'm playing lots of kids, they only have to go give me 3-4 minutes. I can rest. I got, you know, in the next couple of years, I got a couple of kids that might not come off the floor unless they have to. So I got to make sure they could run, you know, from Washington State to Montana kind of thing. So it all depends. You watching your team last year, there's a couple guys on that court that aren't coming off. So they better be in really good shape.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the podcast as much as I am. Please subscribe and like. Leave those 5-star reviews. Those 1-star reviews you can leave in your pocket. But go over to Apple and Spotify and wherever you leave reviews or wherever you listen and tell us what you're thinking. Go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial. The one-stop shopping, the Netflix for basketball coaches. And then also go over and check out our other podcasts, Teacher Side Gig and High School Hoops. Part of the, I love saying this, part of the Coach Market media conglomerate. Go over and check it out, and let's head back to the podcast.
So that's a discussion I have with them, too. It's like, well, we got to figure this out because I want to play you 30 of the 32 minutes, and you don't seem in shape. So help me. I put it back on them. And then they're usually like, well, get me in shape, coach. And I go, okay, I'll get you in shape. Because they want to play. It's like, you know, telling a kid they can go in a candy store and eat as much candy as they want. They want to do that. They want to play. So they know if they're out of shape, they can't.
Got it. Okay. Got all my questions, Drew. I told you I could talk to you for 3 hours. Okay.
That's all right.
Now, developing a playbook. Do I need to – I've never developed a playbook. I've never done a playbook. I mean, I have my – everything in writing, my lesson plans and so forth, but I've never done a playbook. And my question is, A, do we do one?
Yes, because you don't start in November. I think we.
All right, and then it's not scary if the kid loses it and the opposing my arch rival finds my playbook.
Great, good. It's like if they're scouting. I mean, if you're being paranoid. You're being paranoid. Like,
I am.
I run the same out of bounds plays for 20 years. They know my out of bounds plays. They gotta still defend them with their kid. It's not like football where if you get my football playbook. And you know we're writing right. First, basketball is more like a symphony. It's just so you know we're running. We're running read and react. Great. Okay. How's that going to help you? Okay. You know our out of bounds plays. Great. If we lose it or something happens, then I'll just tweet. I'll literally if you scout me so much that you know number out of bounds play number one, then I'm going to tweak one so it looks like one, but it's not, and then I'm going to score a layup, and you're going to look like a fool. Now, don't worry. And if you're worried about it, then put them in binders, put numbers on them, put them in their lockers, make them bring them. I mean, I would make it not just a playbook. I would make it a playbook, a notebook, something that they have to be in, and they got to bring everywhere they go. Like when we have a film session, bring your playbook. And then in the playbook, they're taking notes and they're writing stuff down. And what are the three keys for the game? It's a class. Teacher.
How do you make it a playbook and a notebook? How do you do that?
Three-ring binder.
How do you do it?
Three-ring binder.
Three-ring binder with your playbook and then some empty pages.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Got
it. Okay. So then you get a three-hole punch. You get the... I mean, I'm in a school, so three-hole punches are everywhere, and you're choosh, and then you just put it in there, and then you can add other stuff, too. You can add motivational stuff. You can add, like, as long as it's a three-ring binder. And I get the I don't like the thick ones. I like the one-inch ones because anything bigger, the big ones are too big, and the little, like, the quarter-inch, so the one-inch three-ring binders. I tend to get a white one with a sleeve so I can put, like, our logo on the front and their name. And they get beat up pretty bad. So you can watch a deal. You can get 20 of them on a couple bucks on Office Max or something. But yeah, I think you have enough time. Now the question is, do you use Fast Draw?
I'm sorry?
Do you use Fast Draw? How do you draw up your play?
I haven't. I've never done it. I use my pen and my pen. How do I draw my plays? I grab my dry erase marker and put it on a board.
Okay.
I have not.
I'm gonna have one of my coaches do a Fast Draw lesson. I'll give them a month to do it, and that will help you. Then you got to go buy Fast Draw. It's like $80.
Talk to me. What is this? You explain to me what you're talking about.
Fast Draw is the way that people draw up basketball plays. If you see anything on the web, it's drawn on Fast Draw. They have Fast Draw Scout. They have Fast Draw Playbook. They have Fast Draw Plays. I'll send you a link.
So when I do that, then I just draw up the plays on the Fast Draw. I was going to do a piece of paper and pencil.
But the problem is then when you get good at Fast Draw, you can draw up, let's say we're playing Union South. So you draw up Union South, and then you can grab that and put it in your Scout. Easy, because you have their out of bounds plays already drawn up and you have their other thing, and then you just print it off and prints it off into a PDF.
Wow. Yeah. You're so far ahead of me. Anyway.
Yeah. God. Yeah. The other way is fine. You can draw them up by hand if you want, but this is like colleges and high schools use Fast Draw. They have a monopoly, which irritates me a little bit, but I believe in competition. I believe someone has to take Amazon and neutralize them, but that's just me. So
that's true. All right. Huddle, okay.
Huddle has a monopoly now that they brought Crossover, so it irritates them.
Okay. Well, yeah. So I have something to learn, and I would develop my playbook from that. Okay. I know we've taken a lot of time. I'm going to ask two more questions, and then we'll reschedule. And the next time I talk to you, by the way, I want to go over your transition. You had a transition a video.
I gotta find it. That thing is so old, I gotta find it. Someone else sent me, I know, but somebody else sent me some questions about it. They were asking for was there a PDF with it or like a PowerPoint?
No, it's your video on Teach Hoops.
I know, but was there a PowerPoint with it?
No. Oh, no, no.
Okay.
You showed a PowerPoint on the screen, yes.
Yeah, I don't. That thing's so old, I don't even know if I know where the PowerPoint. Someone was asking for the PowerPoint the other day, and it's like, oh, crud, I don't even know where that is. But, yeah, okay.
Oh, you can answer. We're going to go over it together.
Okay.
Okay. How many minutes of shooting per practice?
More.
20?
More. As much as you possibly can. I was being fun. I was trying to be funny. As possible. You were going to say 5 minutes. I was going to say more. You're going to say 20. I was going to say more. As much as you humanly can find.
20 is probably my 20s. Probably.
You got to get it in other things is what I'm telling you. You got to find a way to put that in other drills.
Ah.
So okay. That's where you got to be creative and start thinking outside the box. And I can work on weak side defense, but I can also get shots up. You know, like shooting drills. When I do like two-person shooting drills, when the person shoots and misses, I always have the rebound or put the ball back in because I figure there's one shot, there's two shots in a 20 seconds. So, yeah, you got to get those creative juices flowing and think about how can you get more shots in different ways.
Okay. All right. So I think I've taken plenty of your time today. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You got right, me so a little freaked out about the vaccine and which one I'm going to take. But you're going to be my consultant.
Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like. Leave a review. We love those 5-star reviews. We're going to leave a 1-star. You can skip to the next podcast. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.